welcome to episode 211 of Double Bubble with Girk. That's me. And Keek.
That's me. I look like shit today. Why? You look amazing without makeup. You're all glowy and whatever. I have no makeup on because I'm having like a weird dermatitis thing on my eye.
You're so
and
sweet I'm looking to
at
say me. That.
I'm looking at my little like playback on the Zoom and I'm like, oh my God. I look like one of those light. Before and after TikToks. You know, like the 1 million makeup videos. Everything on TikTok is fucking makeup reveals now.
Hmm.
But the people go out of their way, I think, to like make themselves look worse.
Sure they do.
With the shading and the lighting and the baggy eyes to make them look really bad without makeup. Like I'm the ugliest person on the planet without makeup. But then their reveal is like spackled on. I mean, they look beautiful, but nobody would ever go out. Like the way that some of these people do their makeup, I look at it and go, you cannot possibly do your makeup that way every day.
I refuse to let the Chinese into my home.
Gina?
I don't.
Mr. Trump, you won't let Gina into your home? That's hilarious. Can I tell you, I'm so out of touch that on, because I only do Instagram. And so I get sucked in. It works on me. I get sucked into the videos that I way late to the game realized was from TikTok because they own each other and they plant them for you to end up getting sucked in. Even though I don't really have a TikTok account, I still manage to watch the videos. But now you go through Instagram and I click through on something and I'm like, what is this? Have you heard of Spread?
No.
Is it called Spread? I think it's called Spread. It's, so that's the thing is that now that, oh, Threads. Oh my God. Spread. I'm like, it sounds like a porn site.
It doesn't threads. Like, I was going to make some kind of vagina comment and I went, yeah, no, I'm just going to roll
threads,
it. Keep going.
Threads. Have you heard of Threads?
No.
So I guess apparently I again, so out of touch that I don't know how long it's been around, but I kept saying like, so-and-so, your friend is posting this on Threads. Don't you want to come over and join the conversation? I'm like, no, what the fuck is Threads? So everybody is so up in arms with what's his nuts has done to
Elon.
Yeah, to Twitter that he's now renamed X. Why? I don't know. Because mm-hmm. it was so branded with Twitter and tweets. And it was, that was like, there was nothing wrong with that. Now it's called X. So now you go, I'm Xing? Am I still tweeting? I'm X. What the fuck is X? It's so stupid. But everybody's so irritated with Elon Musk and what he's done with it that now somebody else has started Threads because they want to, I guess, put him out of business and everyone's moving over to Threads. Whatever. Okay. I never really did it.
So then
the
you're
place.
Threading?
I don't. No, I don't. I mean, I set up an account because I'm like, what is this? And then I realized, oh, it's Twitter 2.0, but just owned by somebody else so people can say the big fuck you to Elon Musk.
Hmm. All right. Well, listen, it's
all bullshit.
This is going to be one of our shorter shows. Even shorter than our shorter shows, because I got stuff going on. But I got to bring this up, man. I am telling you unequivocally, I'm not flying anytime soon. You want to know
why?
You're
not flying anytime
soon?
No. Well, in our last episode, we talked all about the poop plane. So, yeah, I wouldn't fly anytime soon either.
Okay, well, let me just do a little circle back. EasyJet flight canceled after passenger poops on the floor. A very uncomfortable experience.
Okay, can I tell you that I feel like ever since we did that story on the Delta flight, I keep seeing jokes about it. I started watching the SNL, mm-hmm. like the first one back after the writer's strike, and there was at least two or three poop plane jokes. And I'm
really?
Like, are we topical?
We are so avant-garde. But also,
I felt like that was an older story, but now I'm realizing maybe it's more about this, whatever this story is that you found. I don't know. Pooping
on
planes.
No, this just happened 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. Well, then no, it was the Delta one.
Yeah. And the other one after the Delta one, where the people had to sit in the seats that someone had. The already delayed flight from Tenerife to London. I don't even know where that is.
Sorry, Petey's, I don't know if you can hear Petey or not, but he's all up in arms about the imaginary squirrel.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Petey.
There's imaginary threat happening. They're breaching the walls in our backyard.
Go forth in peace, Petey. Anyway, so this delayed flight never made it off the ground because it required additional cleaning, the airline said in a statement.
I've never heard of that airline.
Nor have I, but the flight was last Sunday. It had already been delayed several hours. In the clip, the pilot announced that someone on board had defecated on the plane's front toilet. That's first class.
Yeah.
Mind you, first class.
Yeah.
So we're now spending the night here. So I guess the flight was already delayed. People were sort of, you know, like had already been, were irritated and angry. And I guess what happened is they were being told that they were still going to be stuck on the tarmac, and someone went into the bathroom and pooped on the floor. And they don't know.
On the floor?
On the floor, like not.
Did they not reach the toilet?
Well,
I mean, those bathrooms are really small. It's not like, oh my God, I can't make it the four steps to the toilet. You literally open the door and you're in the toilet.
Right. They don't know if the purpose, if we obviously can't prove whether the person simply had an accident or if they had done this out of anger for the delayed flight. But it was hard not to be angry.
The poopetrator. The poopetrator might have pooped because the flight was delayed. They're like, fuck you. But what's the airline called again?
EasyJet?
EasyJet? Fuck you, EasyJet.
Not so easy.
Fuck you.
Not so
easy. Fuck you, EasyJets. I'm going to go take a shit. But if they were really that pissed, I don't think they would have shit next to the toilet. And also, those bathrooms are all like plastic and rubber. How difficult was it to clean it up? It's not like
it's
you
considered
took a
hazmat. And if I'm sorry, that's above my pay grade. I'm not a flight attendant cleaning up someone's shit. Sorry.
Well, no, the flight attendants don't do it.
Right. So it caused another delay. And the delay was that they had to spend the night. So they, the cleaners came on and they had to clean the floor. And so they had to remain. Oh my God. While the cleaners remedied the bathroom situation, he and the other EasyJet passengers remained seated. Oh my God. Then the pilot made the announcement. Then the flight was canceled. And it was another half an hour before they could deplane. These people were pissed. And I won't be flying anytime soon. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. So just a little recall on that story. People seem to, I don't know how people do not have moderate control of their bowels, but and away we go. Welcome to the show. What's going on? What you have a story to tell us that you-
Welcome to the show. Well, this is an older story that we ran out of time for in one of our previous episodes, because as we all know, I've been out on the picket lines almost every day during the week when I've been in town. And I'm not going to lie. It was definitely a sucker punch last week when we, after 4 days of negotiations, when the AMPTP walked away. Mm-hmm. And so that was very disappointing, because it's very much like their crisis PR team is trying to pit us against each other, but they can't. Like at this point, they can't. We're 98 days in, people. Right. It ain't happening. Today is 99. Tomorrow is day 100. 100 days on strike. Mm-hmm. Assholes. So the last couple of weeks have been more, you know, we have waves of people. Sometimes it gets us a little lighter. Sometimes it's more. Without the writers out there, it's definitely less. But after the writers made their deal, we saw more recognizable faces on the lines. And I love chatting with people, and I've met a lot of new people, and it's been really great, because it's kind of like in days gone by before COVID, before self-tapes, right. You had your tribe. That was your tribe. That was your actor community. You saw the same people a lot of the times in these audition rooms. And they became your like friends. It's weird to say they're your friends when you just see people. They're like I call acquaintance friends, work friends. Yeah. And they really became your community. And that was taken away from us with COVID. And so it's tough. And one of the upsides is that being on the picket lines, that's back again. So a lot of the talk has been, how do we keep this going once the strike is over? Because please, baby Jesus, let this be over. Even though we all love being together and seeing each other every day, like, please let this be over now. And so I take pictures and I post pictures, and it makes everybody look really happy when we're really not. And it's cool to see people like the other day. And the funny thing about it is I feel like I've gotten like fangirl Tourette's, and that's so not me. I've worked with famous people on sets before. I see famous people, and they're normal people, and it's not that big of a deal, but sometimes you'll see somebody who'll be like, oh my God, I'm a and usually I'll just chat with them or I'll say something normal, but I feel like it's been so, I'm so like out of touch with being normal. And also a lot of times there's that inner dialogue of, I want to take a picture with somebody, but I don't necessarily want to take a picture because I don't want my Instagram to seem like I'm just out on the picket lines because I'm a star fucker. And I just want to take pictures with stars. And my Instagram page is all just filled with me with different stars. because if you followed my Instagram page at all, like it's very much, you know, I try to make light of it, but I also try to inform and get people out there. And, you know, so it's not necessarily about look who I met, look, you know, look at me with different pictures of different celebrities. But in the last couple of weeks, it has been, because I'm like, fuck this. I'm tired. My feet hurt. I see famous people and I'm like, hey, I saw Kristen Johnston, whose name was very similar to mine when I first started out. And it caused a lot of craziness for my agent and for me. And when I saw her on the line, I introduced myself. I had to. But the thing about it is I'm weird about it because I'm like, do I find an opening? So what I have had a tendency of doing is just positioning myself to stalk them. I either take a stalker picture or where I just kind of take video where I'm like, oh, I'm videoing the crowd. There's Kristen Johnston. Or I'm videoing whatever. Or I, you know, but on the picket line, you can just walk behind those groups of people. So I'm like, I'm just going to walk behind. I'm just walking, picketing right behind you like a fucking stalker, like a weirdo. So then it took like one lap around Disney and I finally found an opening and I introduced myself to her and she was so funny because she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She just kept apologizing to me. I'm like, it's really not your fault. And they let me into the union because our names were like one letter apart or, you know, close enough, close enough for comfort. So it's stuff like that, right? But sometimes you see somebody, but or like Jack Black, I was past him, didn't even know it was him, but I was like, oh God, get out of the way. Why is everybody stopping? And I walked by and my buddy goes, you know, that was Jack Black, right? Oh, cool. Okay, cool. But my girlfriend, Jill, was like, I have to get a picture. I'm sorry. I have to get a Jack and Jill picture. And it's like, okay. So she got the Jack and Jill picture. I didn't get a picture because I'm like, no, it's too much. That's not why they're here. And, but this is my thing now. I don't know why. Instead of just saying, thank you so much for being out here. It really means, I mean, you know, it really means a lot to everybody out here when people like you guys, like you come out here. That would be normal. But instead, and I've done this like two or three times now, instead I go, I'll tell my friend, you know, blah, 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 that you said hi because he knows a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. But that's like the weird, like Tourette's, celebrity Tourette's.
Yeah.
And he just kind of went, okay. Cause I don't know what I thought. In my mind, he'd be like, you know, Steven? Oh, I don't know. So then, and he walks away and then you go, what is wrong with you?
Right.
What's wrong with you?
That was just stupid.
You're a weirdo. You're a weirdo.
Mm-hmm. So this then, is why they don't want to come out.
This is why they don't want to come. So then I'm standing at the street corner and there's a lot of times what they do is they do these themed pickets. And it gets people out. So there was this one day where it was a USC themed picket and there were a lot of, and I found out that later from a buddy of mine who was part of the group. And that will sometimes bring the celebrities out because they'll be like, oh, well, I'll go with the USC because all of these alums from USC know each other and they meet on the line and they picket together. And I'm standing there and there's a couple of recognizable faces. A lot of times it's people that you recognize, but don't necessarily know,
right.
Know their name or remember what show they're in. Yesterday I was picketing at Warner Brothers and I don't know if you know that show Ghosts, but I love it so much. And again, I did like a geeky fangirl moment where a gal from Ghosts who was, and the beauty of it is the casting. Some of the actors are so genius, subtle and genius. And there's nobody recognizable or famous on the show. Mm-hmm. And that makes it even better. And one of the gals was walking the other direction and I just turned, I'm mid conversation. I just turned and I was like, oh my God, I love you on Ghosts. You're amazing. And, she wasn't a celebrity. So she was like, oh my God, thank you. But still, I'm a weirdo. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing there and on the street corner is a bunch of people that you recognize but don't know their names and Chris Pine. And I'm like, oh my God, that's Chris Pine. And so I go, I whip out my camera and I do my stalker thing and I take a picture. And then I position myself right behind them so we can walk behind them. Because I'm like, and this is my inner dialogue. Am I at some point going to ask him if I can get a picture with him? No, you shouldn't, because that's not why we're here.
Right.
But I want to, and it's Chris fucking Pine. And maybe I need to get a picture because he's one of the hot Chris's. And maybe I don't. This is my inner dialogue as I'm walking behind him. And I really, like, should I? No, he's with his friends. And I'm just going to do my usual thing and walk, like, literally walk right behind him for a lap around Disney, doing my inner dialogue, trying to figure out whether I should ask for a picture. And oh my God, his body is really weird. Like his head is really big and he's got big puffy hair, but he's like dressed like one of those Euro trash guys where he's got like a tank top or something on, but he's got these shorts that are kind of shorty shorts. And he's wearing like, and he's got these really long, very effeminate legs and he's wearing, And he's wearing inner dialogue. And he's wearing these woven loafers with no socks that are very Italian. And that's kind of weird. And what is he wearing? And like from the waist up, like his shoulders are very masculine, but then he tapers out and his waist and his hips and his butt are very like feminine and thin. And it go down these really long, feminine, weirdly thin legs. Like what a bizarre body he has. But when you watch him in movies, like he's very masculine and he's really like photogenic and everything, but wow, standing behind him, I feel like I want to videotape him, but I might be too close and maybe that's crossing a line.
And I might be judging.
But, and now I find myself a little judgy. Do I want a picture? I don't know. And then my friend that I'm walking with, Chase, he goes, and I'm talking to him about it too, like about whatever. And he's very laid back, very low key, not even remotely gives, has no shits to give about anything. Reaches over to the guy that Chris Pine is talking to because he's like, you know, I was in a film with Chris Pine. I was in Horrible Bosses 2 with Chris Pine. I was like, Oh yeah, cool. And he reaches over to the guy that Chris Pine is talking to and he taps him on the shoulder because that's how fucking close we were walking to them. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, so-and-so, whatever his name was, also recognizable. You know, Chris, we did blah, blah, blah together. And he started, oh yeah. And they start chatting and chatting and chatting. And they're chatting for a few minutes. And Chris Pine is like, you know, not really paying attention. And then he turns to him. He's like looking at his phone and he turns to Chris Pine and he goes, Chris, I was in Horrible Bosses too with you. And Chris Pine goes, oh, cool. Yeah, cool. Okay. And they keep walking. And he's like, yeah, I played the security guard in that scene where I had to like hold you back. You come in and you're tackling whatever. And I was supposed to hold you back. You're way stronger than you look. Where are you going with this, Chase?
Do you want to wrestle him?
And he's like, no, but it's kind of one of those like, are you insulting him right now?
Right.
Like, you're about to go down that weird, like, say all of the things you're not supposed to say to an actor when you see them. And he doubles down. Yeah, that was so weird. I did not expect you to be that strong. Oh, okay. And they're joking and his buddy's giving him shit at this point. And he's like, yeah, I do a lot of meth on set. A lot of meth and, you know, amphetamines. And they're laughing. And my buddy just keeps going. He's like tripling down, quadrupling down. Yeah, I was just so surprised. I could not believe that you were that strong. Basically, like, I couldn't believe
I'm never
that you were actually. Yeah. And yeah. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, you're fucking my photo. You're fucking my photo. You're totally cock blocking my photo right now.
And he's ready to punch you in the face.
And he keeps saying it. Basically, he's saying like, I was so surprised that you were actually stronger than me. That it was so weird because you had to come in and I had to hold you back. And I was like, damn, this guy is like actually strong.
Were you nudging Chase? Because I would have been like elbowing him in the kidneys.
I was just like, okay. And he
I'm so uncomfortable then, just hearing this.
Oh, it was so awkward. And then and at one point before it got super awkward, he introduces himself to me. Hi, I'm Chris Pine. And he shakes my hand. And I was like, hi, I know so-and-so. Because I did it again. I'm friends with so-and-so who did a movie with him. Big star did a movie with him.
It just makes you worthy. Like you're worthy to talk to because you know these people.
And again, why could I not have just said, thank you so much for coming out. I'm like, what is wrong with you? I've turned into one of those weird, awkward Tourette's people that like,
I love you, but Keek.
No,
fucking idiot.
No, fucking idiot. And he just goes, and
I'm
again,
I'm never walking with you anywhere.
The reaction I thought I was going to get. I don't know why I thought I was going to get, oh, Peter? Man, they're so great. No, he just looked at me and went, yeah, okay. Great. So then my buddy goes, yeah, you're so much taller than you look on screen too.
For Christ's sake.
And at this point, Chris Pine was like, uh-huh. He stopped doing the jokey. Yeah, I do a lot of meth, whatever. Ha, ha, ha.
Now he's
annoyed.
And
he looks down at his phone. The smallest phone I've ever seen. I'm like, what is that? An iPhone 3? Like you got money, dude, don't you? He looks down at his phone, which is like teeny tiny. And, I guarantee you 125% pretends to take a phone call, or make a phone call, and then takes a few steps ahead of us to take his air quotes phone call, and then literally jogs away from us, runs away from us, like to take the call, but jogs and runs like three groups ahead of us. And I wanted to look at, if my buddy wasn't still talking to his other buddy, I would have kicked him and been like, you literally ran Chris Pine off. He ran away from us.
That night he's talking to his friends going, I had the weirdest fucking thing happen to me today.
Ironically enough, the day before, the morning before that, I was walking with Chase as well. And a weird dude walked up to us and started talking. And then we realized quickly, we were nice to him because you're meeting all sorts of fun people on the line. We realized very quickly that he was really weird. And we got away from him. And Chase made a joke to me, like, almost, you were almost stuck with that weird, you know, with the weird chess guy. And I'm like, you became Chris Pine's weird chess guy. What is wrong with you?
Right. My friend... He later told me
he was like, his buddy was actually egging him on because they were all roommates together in USC. And his buddy was telling him, like, keep going, keep going. But still, I'm like, yeah, but no. Let his buddy, his roommate from college do that. No, you were the weird fucking chess dude and you ran my Chris Pine photo op away.
Weirdo. Well, I have a friend too who is walking the line, probably in the same place as you are. He also had a Chris Pine picture. And I was like, oh, that must be the same day.
That was Disney. He's only been out, I think, one day. That's the thing. A lot of these stars only, you know, the big stars will come out for one day. But I have seen a lot of stars, like Jack Black comes out often and by himself and just walks and is there. He just keeps his head down and walks. And he's very unrecognizable right now because he looks like a homeless man. He has a huge scraggy beard. I have to look twice and go, was that Jack Black? Oh, yeah, it was.
Excellent. Well, next time I want to be seen or not seen, I'll be sure not to walk with you. That's all I'm saying.
No, I'm a fucking weirdo.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
This is a really quick show today, folks.
But after that, I did see other people. And now I just say, thank you so much for coming out here. I've learned my lesson.
I just think that's the best thing to do.
I said that to Ever Carradine. Although it's really interesting to me. Some of my friends and family members who live in other areas are very much like, oh my God, you met Ever Carradine?
I finally texted
back and I was like, wait, yeah, she was really nice and I knew who she was and I knew her name and everything, but why are you fangirling over Ever Carradine? What has she been in that I need to know about that's making people fangirl?
Aside from the last name Carradine, I don't know who Ever Carradine is.
Yeah.
What has she been in?
Well, my cousin said she was in like Atypical or something, like a show that I haven't seen, but also she said, and just being a part of the Carradine family. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
I mean, for sure, that's a huge acting family. I mean, that's like the Barrymore family. I mean, it's a huge, long, generational acting family, but okay.
No, well, I fangirl out over like Octavia Spencer, who comes out all the time.
Okay, or, I would totally fangirl out over that.
Yeah, and I've never approached her or said anything because that was one of those ones early on where I was just like, that's not why we're here. And she seems very, you know, low key. And I don't want to, you know, there's very much not a feeding frenzy of people asking for photos on the picket lines at all.
Nor should there be. I mean, you guys are all actors, so as am I. So, all right, listen, you guys, thanks for joining us for this shorty show. We should have, hopefully we'll get our crap together and next week we'll come back and do a pre Halloween show or something. Halloween's not I could give a shit about Halloween, quite frankly, but yeah, I've got a couple stories, more stories to share, and we will look forward to having you listen to us when we do. How about that, Keek?
That was smooth. That was some smooth outro.
It was, yeah, like an old-time radio broadcasting, just smooth moves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. We love you guys.
Just enough information to make people fall asleep.
Or join us. Or think that they might join us. Right. So
our holiday. I have some Halloween frivolity to share. So there you go.
You do?
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe. Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. I need someone who's clean.